if this thing is working, it is, by George. Holly, it must have been quite a decision for you as a family, you and Bruce and your family, to make that decision to move out of Boston.
It was. It was more difficult than we anticipated. There were more factors that weighed into our decision than we expected, and we tried to do the best we could and weigh them out fairly and give top priority to, of course, our family. And the decision we made was, you know, we hope appropriate, and hope everyone understands why.
When I talked with Bruce last Saturday, he mentioned the money really wasn't a factor.
No, it really wasn't. In fact, he took less money to go to San Diego. It was what we felt, a good family decision, and we feel like the organization is one that's family-oriented and will allow our family to grow and be closer to our families. So we're excited.
And obviously the move is going to be quite a challenge now to uproot and head to the West Coast.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. We'll get a lot of closets clean. We anticipate to move within the week, get it all packed up and go so that we can be home for Christmas. So we're excited. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're very positive and really optimistic.
Do you have an idea where you're going to be located in San Diego already?
No. You know, I've only spent 6 hours there in my entire life, and I'm just really going by faith, knowing that Bruce says it's beautiful, and everything that we've heard people say says it's beautiful. I've had a real good experience here in Boston. We have great friends, and it's going to be hard to leave. It tugs on our heart to leave, because we've had a good experience, but I guess that's good too. I'm glad we're leaving a good experience instead of a bad one.
If I'm reading you right, then the closeness to the family was the deciding factor?
It weighed into it. You know, Bruce has, I think as a family, we decided that we would probably, after baseball, rather relocate on the West Coast and to make that transition smoother and all those things with baseball, being able to be close to our family, it was a big factor. There, like I said, there were a lot of things that added into it. But yeah, we've been away from home for a long time, and our heart is there, and we'd really like to be closer to home. So yeah, I guess it did.
As the wife of a Major League Baseball pitcher very much of a strong personality in your own right, is there something that you're going to miss most about Boston?
You know what? I'll miss a lot of things about Boston. Like I said, it's been a wonderful experience back here. There is something to the mystique of Fenway, just like I think you can probably relate it to people who understand the spirit of Dixie. There is a mystique of Fenway. There's a charm to it, and it captivates you. And you can put up with, you know, things that aren't very pleasant just for that charm, and it will be missed, and we'll miss it. But we will never lose those memories, and those experiences have helped us grow. So we'll never forget them.
Excited about moving then?
Pardon me?
You're excited about moving then?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm just excited. I got on the phone this morning. I've got the moving van all lined up, and we're set. So.
Well, that's
we're on
good.
Our way.
That's quite a move, too.
Yeah, it will be, but we'll just have someone else do it for us. We'll just get the kids ready, and the kids are optimistic. They'll miss their friends here. They've had a good experience here. But I think it's a good time for our kids to move as far as their ages go, so we're set.
Is there a particular point where you pinpointed that the decision was actually made that, hey, this, we need to make the move to San Diego?
You know, it was really back and forth. San Diego was very appealing. As on paper, you know, San Diego was the most appealing. But in our heart, like I talk about the mystique of Fenway and the charm that Boston and Fenway have, kept pulling us back. And Bruce has spent a lot of time and a lot of tears and a lot of joys here. And to sever those is a difficult process, as would it be in any occupation after 13 years. But we're excited. There's only an optimistic feeling now, so you know, we'll just look ahead and go from there.
Thank you, Holly. Let me stop it. Mike, the reaction of the Padres organization to signing Bruce this morning?
Well, quite frankly, it's quite obviously we're ecstatic. I got an early wake up this morning. Anytime something happens on the East Coast, that's one of the disadvantages of being on the West Coast. You get knocked out of bed real early in the morning. morning, and that happened here today, and that's the kind of wake-up call I like to hear, and I know that the listen to the radio stations here in town and the phone calls we're getting at the office already, the town is literally up on its ears right now, happy about this signing.
Does there, this may be a little bit of crass commercialism, but does there seem to be more interest in season tickets already?
I haven't had a chance to talk to Bill Adams, who operates our ticket office, but I'm sure with the phone calls that we got yesterday, my understanding was that the switchboard fielded 600 calls, just inquiring as to whether he had signed or not. And if that was just, you know, just inquiries regarding the signing, now that the thing's officially done, there's no question that there are going to be some busy people up in our ticket office today.
Now, obviously, Bruce is going to step into the pitching rotation, but the Padres have been trying to sign quite a few ball players and improve the team this year. There must be a new spirit with the team this year.
Well, we've had a very productive winter, to say the least. You know, we were equally ecstatic with the trade that brought Jack Clark over here because we knew we needed some power in our order, and Pat Clemens is a good left-handed relief pitcher. And then when we had to trade Chris Brown and Keith Moran, but we got a quality starter in Walt Terrell, who gets to come back to the National League, and now to add Bruce Hurst to the ball club is just, without having to give anything up, that's the one great thing about free agency, is that you can make a deal and you don't have to give anything up except the finances, obviously. But this club has developed an attitude. It really started when Jack took over on the field as manager back in May, and we had the fourth best record in all of baseball for the second half of the season, and that's a credit to the way Jack manages and to the way our players dug down from underneath and said, hey, let's show them that we can win out here. So with that and the additions now we've made this winter, I think you'd have to look at us as a bona fide contender in this Western Division.
Now, there's also rumors floating around, and I know there's some Utah interest in Dale Murphy, that he may end up with the Padres also. Are there any distinct possibilities there?
Well, there's always a possibility when you have a man like Jack McKeon and men like Jack McKeon and Dick Freeman working trades like they have worked so far for us. Anytime a ball club is willing to part with a Dale Murphy, you know that our people are going to listen. A lot of people in baseball are going to listen, and I know that Jack is going to do his utmost. If the Braves are serious about trading Dale Murphy, then I know Jack McKeon's serious about listening. And if there's a trade to be made there, I know that Jack will do all he can to bring him west. And I've also been aware of the relationship that Bruce and Dale have as friends, and I know that they'd very much like to be teammates. And if it's possible, by golly, we'll sure try to do it.
You anticipate more changes for the Padres before the spring training begins then?
Well, like I say, we haven't. There's been talk about us having the two best catchers in the game already, and one of them hasn't even played a major league game yet in Sandy Alomar Jr. And there's been a lot of interest in him, so I would imagine that with us still not making a trade in the winter meetings, and again, when you've got a guy like Jack McKeon, he didn't earn the label Trader Jack by sitting on his morals. So I would imagine that we're not through yet, but this club's going to be a pretty good ball club, the one we've got fielded right now.
Mike, I do appreciate